Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And our name's Jen.
And on today's show, we're talking about a new hope. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Everyone, and welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. Thank you to all of our faithful viewers. If you want to check out our website, go to neweveryday.tv. Mm-hmm. You can wander over to our partners page and look at all the amazing businesses and people who help to support this show and make it possible. So thank you so much. So this show is called A New Hope. Because we said, oh, you know, we got to talk about hope again. And I just automatically think of Star Wars, A New Hope. And I thought, oh my goodness, is this episode 4? But it's not.
It's episode three.
In season 3. We're talking about A New Hope. And Jen, can you just kind of recap where we've gone so far over the last couple of episodes?
Well, in the very first one, we went right back to the very beginning of how our whole show started in Lamentations with that the passage that states, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And so we take our hope in him. And then we talked about a woman who had been given new life.
Right.
And that she had put her hope in the Lord, which is what we talked about last week. The fact that she, this is in Mark chapter 5, the woman with the issue of bleeding, she'd been bleeding for 12 years, and the 12 was a symbol of God's power and completeness and his authority. Mm-hmm. And so because she heard of Jesus, she was able basically to put, and I jokingly said 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 together, get 7 or 12. because she figured it out. That's Jesus. That's the Messiah. That's the one God has called, and he's going to redeem us. And so if I touch the hem of his garment, I am going to be healed.
So she reaches out, touches it,
healed.
Bam,
done. And so, because last week we talked a little bit, because it's very easy to say, read it, healed, done, and we've read it in less than 30 seconds. But the
12 years leading up and the waiting for this miracle, and it's just, how do you totally get a grasp of that in the 30 seconds that it took to read it?
Exactly.
And then the new hope that comes from being healed.
And what joy would have come to her after 12 years, literally 12 years, life being on pause, not being able to have relationship with anyone. And now she's fully healed, fully restored. In fact, Jesus said to her, in verse 34, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. He totally restored her as a daughter of Abraham.
Yeah.
Full restoration. So she really, when we talk about that verse in Proverbs where it says, hope deferred makes a heart sick. And then it goes, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life.
Right.
And
a tree keeps on giving. It gives.
Yes.
And gives and gives.
And just, I want to say the sap from the roots is now whoop, and out come these leaves, and she's just growing and loving life and producing fruit. It is like a tree of life. She is alive.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side is the rest of this passage, because it goes on to say, while Jesus was still speaking, so this is verse 35, some men from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, came and said, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? And so for them, they saw death as boop, end, because they didn't know
who Jesus, that he could raise the dead.
Yes, he didn't know, right? And even the woman, her miracle takes place before he brings someone back to life.
Right.
Right? So they have no idea yet what Jesus is, I want to say, capable of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's why I love it when he says, ignoring what they said.
Okay.
Jesus said, told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. And how many times, you know, do we say to Jesus, you can't do this, or this is impossible? And does he look at us and say, and just ignores our words?
But I feel like some people who have had this hope or this dream, there have been other people in their lives who have squashed that. And
yes,
like when Jesus shows up at the house, there's a big crowd there. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. Mm. He went inside and asked, why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead, she's only asleep. Mm-hmm. But the crowd laughed at him. Laughed at God who made them and was about to bring her back from the dead.
Yes.
But so he made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, Talitha kum, which means little girl, just get up.
Yeah.
Just get on up. And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. And I was saying to Jen just before we started recording, like the absolute miracle that would have to occur to make a corpse come back to life is insane. Like, every cell would have had to be, like, regenerated.
And why is that?
Well, like, when you stop having blood flow to the cells, there's, like, a buildup of lactic acid, and it produces death in the cells. The brain cells start to die, and you don't get those back after only 4 minutes of no oxygen. So for every 1 minute that you're down, the person is dead, the heart's not beating. The chances of survival decrease by 10%. So once you're down 10 minutes, that you basically have what, like 100% surety that you're not going to come back. There have been exceptional cases, but that being said, the brain function's not going to be the same. They're not going to be able to get up and walk around and be able to eat something that Jesus made her eat after.
Right.
So the absolute miracle is just, it's a miracle. It's insane.
And see, and this is where, once again, we read the passage in less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And we're just like, he healed her. Okay, done. But when you think about the physiological processes behind what it means to be healed, it's, the word that comes to mind is astronomical. Like, what Jesus' words did, because he didn't, it says he took the child and he took her by the hand and said to her, so it's not as if he applied ointment, he simply touched her and spoke, which is interesting because he is also known as the Word. And we've talked before about how words have life, and this is, he spoke creation into being. And there's this passage in Isaiah 42, verse 5, it says, this is what God the Lord says, he who created heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, have called you into righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the peoples and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, this is my name, and I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Like, we read that passage, and it's like, whoop,
I totally skipped. I didn't hear that the first time we read it, that I will take you by the hand and bring you out of darkness. Like, death is darkness, like dungeon, like that's it.
Yes. And there he is, like, doing exactly what his word said. I will take you by the hand and I will call you out of darkness. This, there's this idea of the power of words and the touch. And when he called this little girl, because he says, Talitha koum, little girl, I say to you, get up. And there's just, like, this had never happened before. Like, this is the first time Jesus calls someone back to life.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, God.
Wow, God.
We're going to take a break. Mm. We're going to be right back. So stay tuned.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Every Day. And we are in Mark chapter 5.
Yes, we are.
Where are you headed?
Well, we ended off with wow. And because wow cannot explain, you know,
the fact that the girl was raised from the dead. Well, yeah. It says in the passage, they were overwhelmed and amazed.
Yes.
I don't think there are words to describe if someone's coming back from the dead.
Completely, completely astonished. Like,
yeah.
This was new territory.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine like waking up. Okay, so like that'll happen. Crazy commotion. So excited, and then you're like tucking her in for bed, and then waking up the next day. Like, I wonder if there was this like tenuous time of like,
is this legit?
Like, don't let her go to sleep. But then you wake up the next day and she's still new and still alive. And I often like to think about Bible stories, like what happened next,
yes,
or what happened before.
Yes.
Because it helps me to like view these characters, that's not the right term, these people as real people.
You know,
like what was their life actually like,
yes,
instead of the only interaction that I see here.
Well, and there's something about food that makes it legit.
Yeah, why is he like,
because
give her something to eat?
But where else does that happen?
When Jesus was resurrected,
yes,
and the disciples didn't believe it was him, and he was like, give me some food, and
yes,
they gave him a piece of fish, and he was like,
yes,
unreal.
There's something about that taking of food and ingesting it.
Because that says the body's working.
Yes.
I'm not a ghost. I'm not a apparition.
Yes. Because ghosts don't need food.
Right. And if you're fully restored, your body's going to totally work and be able to process that.
Yes.
Ah, Jennifer.
So cool. It's so, you know, very rarely do you sit and pore over a passage of scripture and look for the connections. And that's what I love about the Word of God. It is complete, beginning to end. Right? Mm. Because here we are reading in Mark, we flip back to Isaiah, and then, you know, you read it and it says, I have called you, I will take hold of your hand, I will keep you and make you a covenant. And it goes on to say, to free captives from prison, to release from dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. And so then, you know, here we are reading through Mark 5, and we ask, you know, what's this deal about giving them something to eat? Jesus overcame death and hell. You know, I am the Lord. And I just love the way the Word of God knits together. And that's why we stand on this believing that Jesus really can make all things new. Yeah. Carrie and I have both experienced this truth in our life, not necessarily being raised from the dead, but this idea of being restored and made new in our heart and our spirit. And a few years ago, Stephen Curtis Chapman put out a CD called All Things New, and I've listened to that first song so many times because it has a really great piano on the beginning. I love the piano, but he just starts singing, saying, you spoke and made the sunrise to light up the very first day. You breathed across the water and started the very first wave. It was you. Mm. You introduced your glory to every living creature on earth, and they started singing the first song ever to be heard. They sang for you. You make all things new. Then the world was broken, battered, fallen, and scarred. And you took the hopeless, the life wasted, ruined, and marred, and made it new. You make all things new. You make all things new. You redeem and you transform. You renew and you restore. You make all things new and you make all things new. And forever we will watch and worship you. You turn winter into spring. You take every living thing and you breathe the breath of life into it over and over again. You made the sunrise day after day after day. But there's a morning coming when old things will all pass away and everyone will see now and forever you are making all things new.
That morning coming.
Yes.
I think it speaks to Revelation 21 that often you'll hear at funerals when it seems like this is the end.
Yeah.
And it's Revelation 21, verse 5. And this is the vision that the disciple John had after Jesus had died and rose again, the vision of what was to come, Jesus on the throne. And it says, "And the one sitting on the throne said, 'Look, I am making everything new.' And then he said to me, 'Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true.' And he also said, 'It is finished.' Mm-hmm. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life."
Yes.
"All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Mm.
We just hold on to those words.
Yes.
And even when things seem hopeless and that winter's never going to end, I just have to believe it. And so often we'll be talking and I'll just say, "I just have to believe it."
Yes.
And a lot of times, because when I look around and I see despair and I see people who are just never changing and they're stuck in this rut and whatever, I just believe it. I believe that these words can be true in their life.
Yes.
Even if they suffered their whole life and then pass. If they've known Christ, this is the hope. That death is not the end.
Yes. And so don't be afraid. Just believe. Believe in what Lamentations says. I'm going to read it one more time before we sign off. It says, "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall." That's where the woman was at, right? That's where what the parents were experiencing in that moment when their child, they were told their child was dead. "I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him."
Yeah. And that is a hope. And believing that God doesn't withhold anything good from his children, even if we can't see it. Though we once regarded Christ from a worldly point of view, we do so no longer because we've been given new life. And that new life can give us the ability to love until we're spent.
Amen.
Yeah. Why don't we pray, Janice, as we wrap up?
Yes.
Father, thank you for your great love for us that we just believe. We believe in the power that is in Jesus Christ to make things new.
Amen.
And that you can make us new here and now to live a life for you that's not about us. It doesn't look at the world from our own perspective. But God, you can give us new life that's about you and living for you. And that we have hope of heaven and of being fully restored. And I just pray, God, for people who are feeling hopeless, even now, as they're listening, that you would fill them with hope in believing that you can bring newness of life. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And we are going to be back here next week to speak with you. So thanks so much for your faithful viewing, and we will see you next week.
Catch you later.
Cheers, Arjun.
Cheers.